Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the what Jim and I like to call the greatest show on earth. I wish I had a sound effect for like a and some echo there. My name is Rick Wright. You are with us with all due respect. It is Friday, November 3rd. It is 4 p.m. on the East Coast. It is 1 p.m. on the West Coast. There is a slight difference in today's show. Jim Ellis, my co-host, will not be joining us today. It is his birthday. So I just want to say happy birthday to him and hope he's having a great day and hope he's celebrating a wonderful birthday. Awesome to have a birthday on a Friday, and I hope he enjoys the rest of the weekend. Having said that, we have a special guest with us today, especially for our topic. Chris Estevez is a man that I've known. How long have I known you, Chris? About 3 years? Actually, no, it's bullshit.
Oh, my. No, way longer than that.
I've known you since my last house, which was in Jamesburg, which was 12, 13 years ago is when we first met. Wow, I forgot about that.
We know each other. We know each other well, at least 10 years, Rick. Yep.
Yeah. So I've known you for a while. We are currently on this show. We talk about Mentor, Discover, Inspire, our men's team. Chris is a man on my men's team, and I'm grateful and honored to have him a part of the team. And he's been involved with, we're going to talk about scouting. He's been involved with scouting for over 30 years. His son is an Eagle Scout. So we're going to have that conversation, and I'm just really looking forward to it. I always have a great time on the show because I love Fridays. It's great. So just a quick check-in, man. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Rick. Everything's going good. Looking forward to my weekend. I'm really looking forward to discussing this topic. I hope we have callers call in. It's a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
Cool. Excellent. And I'm not sure if there's anybody out there listening that wants to add in, by all means, call in. I'm working the switchboard today, so we can do that. And why don't we do a little bit of I just want to share something with you before we get into the scouting stuff. I had a meeting with my two men in MDI, one man in our team, Mentor, Discover, Inspire, I like to say, and my partner, my business partner. Had a really great, productive meeting today. Just since that meeting we had, I know you and I are going to have this conversation face-to-face, but just so you know, since that meeting we had that Shadow Owned, which was, I don't know, last Tuesday, a week from this past Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
Things have been really, really good as far as being in flow, as far as business success and wealth. So I had a really cool breakthrough there. We can go deeper. Again, I want to do that in person over a nice bourbon, possibly
nice,
a cigar.
Good.
If I could find a good mild one and make sure that I can figure out how to get that taste out of my mouth in 24 hours. But
I'll take care of providing the mild cigar for you. All right, brother, I'll take care of that part.
That sounds great. So I just wanted to share that with you. And so that was a great win. So let me ask you this. You want to share a win with the audience?
Well, yeah, why not? So my fiscal year ended. I'm my business on October 31st. And my business was up 36.5% year over year from 2016. And I've been in business for over 25 years, and it was my best year in business. So I call that a win.
Wow. Congratulations, man. That's awesome. That's good shit.
Thank you.
I love hearing that. And that's another reason, you know, like when we did our thing to get on to the current team, you know, having a conversation with you, one of those things was, you know, I really admire you as a man in business and success. And I know that you've had
Thank you. You know,
a lot of great success. So I'm hoping that just a little bit of that rubs off on me being, being a man in your life and also on your men's team, of course.
We always have a good time, and we always get lessons from each other. So always looking forward to that.
Absolutely. So why don't you give me? I know that you've given me a little bit of your background on the scouts. So why don't you just let us know, you know, from where you started up until now with the Boy Scouts?
Sure. But before we do that, if I can just clarify something, two things. Number one, anything that is talked about here or said is really basically my opinions. I'm not a spokesperson for the Boy Scouts of America, so I just want to make that perfectly clear. And also, when the invite went out on social media, I think for about a millisecond, it said that I was an Eagle Scout instead of my son. So I just want to clarify that to anybody listening into the audience that might have saw that. I just want to make sure that I'm not getting credit for any honor that I didn't earn, and that's an honor. So, and that being said, I can give you a little bit of my background. I started in Cub Scouts when I was 7 years old. I'm 54 now. I went through scouting all the way through my teenage years until I was 18. I came maybe a hair short of being an Eagle because other things called me, and I'll just leave it at that. And I aged out, took a little break, because I was running around pursuing my career, my first career, and then I came back home, and even though I didn't have any children, I found the troop closest to where I planted my flag when I came home, and I started just a regular volunteer. I brought some knowledge. I bring a lot of outdoor knowledge, so I taught some merit badges. And then over a 30-year period, I served in every capacity imaginable, both on the council level and the troop level, from scoutmaster to assistant scoutmaster to merit badge coordinator to venture patrol coordinator for the young men. So I have a pretty long history in the organization and a real deep knowledge of how it started, where it came from, and how we got here.
Well, cool. Listen, can you give us some of that? I'd love to hear. I know you're a huge history buff. So I would love, because I don't really know, I don't know the history of the Scouts. So can you give us a history? It doesn't have to be brief. Just give us a history of Scouts and the scouting.
Sure. I'll give you just some numbers. So, you know, in the United States, the Boy Scouts of America was founded in 1910. But the original scouting organization was formed in Britain by a man named Baden Powell, and it came over to the United States. It was formed in Britain in 1907. And really, the basic reason that scouting was formed back then is that Baden Powell saw that there was a need to teach young men self-reliance, patriotism. Leadership, and it's pretty interesting. It's the same thing that we want our young men to learn now. So really, that goal and that mission hasn't changed after all these years. So in 1910, Ernest Thomas Seton, William Boyce, and Daniel Carter Beard, who is a descendant of Daniel Boone, met with Baden Powell, and to make a really long story short, they started the scouting movement on February 8th, 1910. And really the goal of scouting is basically the mission of scouting is to teach young boys self-reliance, to train them in outdoor craft, leadership, character, and patriotism. I mean, that's really basically, and that's on the federal charter. So that's really the goal of the Boy Scouts of America. And the way that we do it is we do it by having fun, basically. And these young men don't even know they're learning leadership and self-reliance. And it's basically an outdoor program.
Yeah, I love that. You're a big outdoor guy. As far as hiking and stuff like that. So give us, once you give the people who've never been exposed to scouting at all, why don't you give us some examples of like what scouts do, like, you know, between the fundraising, the outdoor activities, you know, I guess you would call it a merit badge. What do they call the badges?
Yeah.
In scouting?
Merit badges.
Merit badge?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how, you know, the merit badge, like how you earn them and like how that incorporates into, you know, creating men, you know, young men to be young leaders and hopefully to be, you know, good leaders in their lives, families, communities, businesses, and all that other good stuff.
Sure. I'm actually glad you asked that. Because it's funny because I'm reading a lot about this decision and I'm hearing a lot of opinions. I hear it on social media and I gotta say more than half the opinions I'm hearing are from people that have never been exposed to scouting at all. So that's very, very confusing to me and concerning to me. But I would love to educate the audience. So, you know, for instance, I think there are, I don't even remember the exact number because they get merit badges get added all the time. But what a merit badge is, it's a course. It's a course that a scout will go through on a certain discipline, and he'll master the discipline and he'll earn a patch. The significance of the merit badges are, for instance, there's a merit badge called personal management. There's a merit badge. There's a cooking merit badge. There's a citizenship in the community in merit badge, citizenship in the world, citizenship in the nation. And all of these merit badges are geared to teach the young man something and the boy, because they come in as boys and they leave as young men, something that they're going to be able to use as leaders. The other outcome of merit badges are, I have so many young men that I've mentored that basically they decided what their career was going to be by a merit badge they took. So these are the merit badges. Now, the ranks take you through different disciplines in the outdoors, on leadership, on charity work, on character building, and you make all your ranks until your journey takes you to the highest rank of Eagle. So all of these badges have a purpose. Now, the scouts have fun doing them, and they enjoy it, and they master a skill. And what's more fun, there's not much more fun than mastering something. But it also helps train them for life. I mean, there's fun merit badges, shotgun shooting, rifle shooting, fishing. You know, all of these are skills that young men will be able to use later in life. You know, so basically, you know, and the outdoor part of it, camping, hiking, you know, and preparing for those things, like preparing menus, preparing equipment, living out there, teaches these young men self-sufficiency, self-reliance, and rugged individualism, which basically is what this country was founded on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Again, this is great because, like, just so you know, I was a Boy Scout and I got through Boy Scouts and was ready to go into be a Weeblo, but my family moved. I grew up in Jersey City and we were in Jersey City and we moved down to the Jersey Shore. So that's why I didn't go any further in scouting. But just for an example, like if I was a young man and I wanted to get my cooking badge, like, how long would that take? Like, what are the tasks? Like, what would that be? Is there a book? Is there, like, there's got to be guidelines, outlines, all the other good stuff, right?
Yep. There's a scout handbook. That's a general handbook that talks about the ranks and the merit badges. And each merit badge has a merit badge book. And what you have is now, you know, this is a boy run program, okay? The boys run the meeting. The scouts are supposed to run the meeting, plan the meetings, but each badge has an expert called a merit badge counselor, and he will teach this badge by doing. So the cooking merit badge requires them to plan a menu for a weekend. It requires them to learn a recipe, to cook a recipe. I'm going off memory here because I wasn't the cooking merit badge counselor. And certain badges are required to get your Eagle rank. And cooking is one of those badges because, quite frankly, don't we think that's a life-sustaining skill? Absolutely. So, you know, cooking is one of the badges that's required to become an Eagle Scout.
Okay.
So, you know, I think there are 21 required badges to become an Eagle Scout. So, you know, these badges all have a merit badge pamphlet, a trained and registered counselor to guide and coach the young men through the classes until they get the badge.
And so you did say something I guess you said that you were you timed out or something. Is there age limits on some of these things?
Yeah. So you were a Cub Scout, and then you go from Cub Scouts. That's from 7 to 11. Okay. Then you go to Weeblo. They call, and then you cross over into Scouting, and you age out of Scouting at age 18. The thing is, though, then, and there's a misconception, and this revolves around this this new guideline of letting young ladies into the Scouts, girls into the Scouts. Here's a misconception. Scouting has had co-ed programs for years. And this is a thing I see on social media, especially to people that don't understand Scouting. They don't even know that there's co-ed programs. So there's a program called Venture Scouting, and that's from 14 to 21. And that's a co-ed program. That's a program for young men and young ladies. So most Scouts, that if they want to continue, they'll age out at 18, and then they'll join a venture crew, they call it, and they can go to 21. Okay. For instance, my son is a graduate of Seton Hall University, and the university sponsored a venture crew. And in his freshman year, he went to a meeting, and they found out he was a Scout, and they, you know, badgered him to join, he said, and he joined, and he enjoyed it. He stayed on until he was 21. So you age out at 18 on the regular Scouting. Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. That's awesome. So we got up to there now. So now let's, again, I'm just sort of building up to the conversation about the Girl Scouts and coming into the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Eagle Scouts. So now what's that history, and what does that look like, and what is, you know, give us a little overview of Eagle Scouting.
Okay, it's not Eagle's not Scouting. It's a rank in Scouting.
Okay.
So it's the high. Okay. It's the highest rank in Scouting. Okay. So it's the highest rank in Scouting. Basically, 1 in 100 Scouts earn the rank of Eagle. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not something. It's not something. You know, that is easy. It's the highest rank. There's time requirements. There's camping requirements, overnight trip requirements, merit badge requirements. And then you have to do a major project called your Eagle Project that serves the good of the community or man in general. And you have to, and you don't, you get no adult help in for this project. You plan it, you have to write the schematics for it, you have to sit in front of a board of adults to get it approved, and then you have to sit in front of the Eagle Scout coordinator at what is called the council, which is the governing body of your region, to get your project approved, and then you have to complete the project. So one in 100 Scouts make Eagle. And basically the leadership in this country tends to be a who's who of Eagle Scouts. Ken Langone,
got a couple
Ken Langone. Yeah, Ken Langone is an Eagle Scout, the founder of Home Depot. Neil Armstrong was an Eagle Scout. Hank Aaron was an Eagle Scout. Frank Thomas was an Eagle Scout. The Big Hurt, baseball player. John Glenn was an Eagle Scout. The names are just endless in leadership, in corporate leadership, in political leadership, you know, in the military. An Eagle Scout is revered. For instance, when you join the military, and you graduate from basic training, if you're an Eagle Scout, you have one higher rank than anybody else that graduates basic training. You get a bump up in pay, and you get a stripe. So, you know,
very cool.
It's yeah, you know, because everything about it, I mean, Eagle Scouting teaches you how to use a compass, orienteering, signaling, all of these things that can help you in life. You have to get these merit badges to get to Eagle. So Eagle
can I
is just
ask,
one rack.
Okay. No, well, go ahead. I'll save my question because it's specific to you. And
yeah,
your son.
Eagle,
but
Eagle
go ahead.
Is just one rank. Eagle is just one rank. Now, ultimately, from a rank standpoint, that's the highest you can be. But there were many great scouts who had tons of fun and learned and became great citizens who didn't make it to the rank of Eagle. Quite frankly, you know, Eagle is – I'm one of them. I never became an Eagle Scout. My son did, though. I'm more proud of that than I would if I was one.
Okay. Cool. Question I had is, what was your son's project? What was his thing that he did?
Yeah, my son's project was really, really cool. What my son did was he built fishing line recycling bins around four waterways in Monmouth County, lakes. And these bins had to be built a certain specification, and he got a partnership with Berkeley, the fishing line company. He developed a partnership with them where they would accept the recycled line. It's FedEx to them, and they recycle it and make a new line out of it. So he's taken line that kills birds and fish. When fishermen cut their line, they put it in these bins. And then these bins, the line is collected by his scout troop every quarter and sent to Berkeley. So that's the project that he did. He did it around four waterways. I think it totaled 12 bins. And he had to get it approved by two of the waterways are in county parks. So he had to get it approved by the Monmouth County freeholders. One is in the Howell Township, so he had to get it approved by the Howell Council, and he had to sit in front of these boards and present it to them.
That's so fucking cool, because I'm just straight up, I know what it's like to sit in front of those boards, and holy shit, is it a shit show. So
15.
That's cool.
He did his project when he was 15 years old.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
And he did
that
it
all. Awesome.
Gold. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, congratulate him. Congratulate you too for supporting
him.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then just an example. You know, you don't have to go into too detail because it's your son. But you know, he's done this. He's a Seton Hall grad. He's out of school now. You know, what's he doing? What's he up to now? And all of that great shit that has gone to him and his life, where is he at right now?
Right now, he is he's in the first part of his career. He's a junior equity analyst at Bloomberg Financial.
Nice. Well,
and
that's awesome.
And he's one of those young men who decided what he wanted to do by a merit badge. There's a merit badge called Personal Management. And it's a merit badge about learning how to save and invest and how to manage time. And after that merit badge, he said, I love this investing thing. So
wow.
That's where he went. Yeah, that's where he went.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, so again, this is like, you don't even know, man. You know, it's like it's 4:24 already. So we literally have like 6 minutes before the show ends. I do want to get into the topic. So won't you just give us a little bit about the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts? I'll just shut up, man. Just riff. Just let it go.
It's not the Girl Scouts. So here's what this is happening for two reasons. Okay, one reason is economic, and the other reason is societal. And they're both sad in my opinion. I'm gonna let it rip.
Okay.
We've lost our way here. The Boy Scouts of America are a Judeo-Christian organization that teaches young men how to be self-reliant, patriotic, builds character, and there's no enrollment. Enrollment is at its low, historic low.
Yep.
parents are not bringing their young men to this organization. And quite frankly, we have a Teddy Roosevelt moment right now, because Teddy Roosevelt helped build the Boy Scouts because he was afraid of what was going on with young men in society back then. We have a Teddy Roosevelt moment right now, okay? We have young men who are not being taught how to be men, and we need the Boy Scouts now more than ever. But the pure economics of it is, if we don't, the BSA, corporate, felt that if they didn't open this up, would we go away? Would we go away?
Mm-hmm.
Not a good reason to do it. The other reason is, quite frankly, again, my opinion, is we have an issue in this society with gender. We can't have gender differences. I don't know about you,
yeah.
Mr. Wright, but men are different than women, and women are different than men for a reason. You know? We need organizations that foster each gender's strength. And you could look around. You don't even talk about the Boy Scouts. You know, gender difference is gone.
Yeah.
We use the same restrooms. You know, we can declare what gender we are. And I believe right now this is all part of that, and that has creeped into the organization. You know, quite frankly, there's so much misconception. I hear, there's no females in the Boy Scouts. There have been women leaders in the Boy Scouts since 1960. Okay, I bet you a lot of people didn't know that. No girls in the Boy Scouts. Venturing is a co-ed program, but the core program was basically the best program ever invented to develop young men and boys, to develop boys into young men. And quite frankly, if we don't develop boys into young men, it's really hard to fix men after that. And we have we're going to lose the ability to do that by making this a co-ed organization. And logistically, it's a nightmare. I'll give you an example. You got 25 teenage boys on a camping trip, okay, between the ages of 12 and 18 with their hormones raging, and you have two girls on the camping trip.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes a logistical challenge. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I get what you're saying. I was just telling someone today about our men's organization, you know, Mentor Discover Inspire. And I just really do appreciate being able to be a man with men. You know, I get to take my mask off, you know, and it's just amazing. And I feel, you know, like what you're saying, I agree with. Again, I'm not that close to it. But again, it's just like those young men now. I know when I'm in the company, mixed company, I have a different mask on, right? So I know that,
correct,
you know, that there's gonna be some. And then I see a lot of young kids now. When they're around women, they sort of get like giddy and almost feminine. You know, I don't want to say feminized, or they just seem. And again, it might be just the kids nowadays, but you know, it just seems like. It would be great if men or boys and scouts can still be themselves. But anyway, why don't you give us? We got about a minute left. Why don't you give us a little wrap up, and then I'll plug the show, and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah. So you know, it's a wait and see. It's a wait and see on this decision. Cub Scouts first, and then Boy Scouts in 2019. I'm going to stick around the organization because I want to I want to see what this change is going to do, and I want to affect what I'd like to see done. So I never run because then you don't affect, and I think some traditions should not change. But it's going to be a wait and see on where this is going to go. Everything's changing all around us as we speak. So it's really a wait and see. But I wish they would have left this alone.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for the best. And with that, I'm going to – I appreciate this. I appreciate your help and your feedback. And thank you for co-hosting with me today. This is
my pleasure.
Thank you. This is with all due respect. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. Take care, Chris.
Thanks, Rick. Talk to you soon, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.